Here in Montreal,
people hang out in clubs and having a good time.
It's the After Hours Project in the St. Lawrence River.
Mais il y en a tellement d'artistes à Montréal aussi.
Ça vaut la peine de surveiller ça puis de voir aussi ce qui se fait à Montréal du côté des clubs.
The club scene of Montreal, Canada.
Canada. Au Québec, on se contente pas de chanter, mais on danse aussi.
Electronic. Disco.
Broadcasts are transmitted.
Electricity does strange things.
I'm realigning the antenna array, boosting power.
Boom, a fantastic crash of sound.
It's that big disco everybody's talking about.
Radio transmission.
C-K-U-T.
An old school in the Plateau Mont-Royal district.
Get ready for the power of disco. Disco.
Okay, right now we're gonna do a boogie disco fashion show, and here to kick things off is...
Hey, yo, check this out. This is Flavor Flav, and you're listening to C... Yo, check 1-2, this is Flavor Flav, Public Enemy, you listening to K... Yo, check 1-2, this is Flavor Flav, Public Enemy, you listening to CKUT, the place to be.
The fully integrated entertainment center.
You will find yourself dancing almost immediately.
Are you gonna start the music now?
Chilling right here on CKUT 90.3.
I love those J-I-N-G-L-E bells. I love those J-I-N-G-L-E bells.
We'll be right back. that was great. Say, why don't we read Christmas stories?
Yeah,
that's
a
good idea.
Every Who down in Whoville liked Christmas a lot, but the Grinch, who lived just north of Whoville, did not. The Grinch hated Christmas the whole Christmas season. Oh, please don't ask why, no one quite knows the reason. It could be, perhaps, that his shoes were too tight. It could be his head wasn't screwed on just right. But I think that the most likely reason of all may have been that his heart was two sizes too small. But whatever the reason, his heart or his shoes, he stood there on Christmas Eve, hating the Who's. Staring down from his cave with a sour, grinchy frown. Warm, lighted windows below in their town. For he knew every Who down in Whoville beneath was busy now, hanging a holly Who wreath. They're hanging their stockings, he snarled with a sneer. Tomorrow is Christmas. It's practically here. Then he growled with his Grinch fingers, nervously drumming. I must find some way to keep Christmas from coming. Or tomorrow, I know, all those Who girls and boys will wake bright and early. They'll rush for their toys and then, oh, the noise, oh, the noise, 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 noise. There's one thing I hate, all the noise, 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 noise. Squeaks and squeals racing round on their wheels. They'll dance with jing-tinglers tied onto their heels. They'll blow their flu-flubers, they'll bang their tartinkers. They'll blow their hoo-hoobers, they'll bang their gartinkers. They'll beat their trum-tookers, they'll slam their slu-slunkers. They'll beat their blub-blookers, they'll whack their hoo-wonkers. And they'll play noisy games like Zuzita Kaze, a roller skate type of lacrosse and croquet. And then they'll make ear-splitting noises to looks on their great big electro-hoo-cardio-schnooks. Then the Who is young and old. Sit down to a feast, and they'll feast, and they'll feast, and they'll feast, 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 feast. They'll feast on Who pudding and rare Who roast beast. Raw roast beast is a feast I can't stand in the least. And then they'll do something I hate most of all. Every Who down in Whoville, the tall and the small, will stand close together with Christmas bells ringing. They'll stand hand in hand, and those Who's will start singing.
Thank you.
the more the Grinch thought of this whole Christmas thing, the more the Grinch thought, I must stop this whole thing. Why, for 53 years I put up with it now. I must stop Christmas from coming. But how?
This is Mary J. Blige, and you're listening to CKUT 90.3 FM.
Hi, this is Madonna. I just want to wish everybody out there listening a very Merry Christmas. Don't drive drunk, whatever you do. Have a good time. Don't drive drunk.
Hi, this is Dave Garn from Depeche Mode. Wishing you and yours a happy Christmas. Sorry about that.
Hi, everybody. This is Caesar.
And this is Steve.
From Los Lobos.
Merry Christmas, everybody.
Merry Christmas.
Hello, everybody. This is George Harrison. Wishing you all happy Christmas, happy New Year. Drive safely.
Hi, this is Brian Wilson. I'd like to take this opportunity to wish you and your friends and family a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Hi, we're the Bee Gees. Make it a holiday to remember this year. Don't drink and drive.
Hi, kids. This is Joey Ramone here of the famous Ramones. Boy, this music's good for my nerves. We want to wish you all a very, very, very happy holiday. Don't we? And Merry Christmas and
Happy Hanukkah.
Happy Hanukkah for all our Jewish fans. Happy holidays.
Happy holidays.
Happy holidays.
Feliz Navidad, baby.
Watch out, you better not cry, you better not pout, I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town. He's making a list and checking it twice. Gonna find out who's naughty and nice. Santa Claus is coming to town. He sees you when you're sleeping. He knows when you're awake. He knows if you've been bad or good. So be good for goodness sake. You better watch out. You better not cry. You better not pout. I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town. Coming to town. Now Santa is a busy man. He has no time to play. He's got millions and millions of stockings to fill on Christmas Day. You better write your letter now and make it right away. Because he's getting ready, his reindeer and his sleigh. Look out, look out, look out, he's coming. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Little tin horns, little toy drums. Rooty toot toot and a rummy tum tum. Santa Claus is coming to town. He's got curly haired dolls that cobble and coo. Ella benefits booth and kitty cars too. Santa Claus is coming to town. The kids and girl and boyland will have a jubilee. They're gonna build a toyland all around the Christmas tree. So you better watch out, don't cry, don't pout, I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town. I said Santa Claus is coming to town. He's coming to town. Santa Claus is coming to town. He's gonna be bringing toys and goodies and all them little pretty playthings for you kids. You better be good, you better be cool. Don't blow it, be good now, 'cause he's coming to town. Santa
time for carols. sky, giving the tree the trim. You'll hear voices by starlight, singing a yuletide hymn. Oh, by gosh, by golly, it's time for mistletoe and holly, fancy ties and granny's pies, and folks stealing a kiss or two as they whisper merry that big night, giving the tree the trim. You'll hear voices by starlight, singing a yuletide hymn. Oh, by gosh, by golly, it's time for mistletoe and holly, fancy ties and granny's pies, as they whisper Merry Christmas. Christmas.
I know just what to do, the Grinch laughed in his throat. I'll make a quick Santa Claus hat and a coat. He chuckled and clucked. What a great Grinchy trick. With this coat and this hat, I'll look just like Saint Nick. All I need is a reindeer.
The Grinch looked around, but since reindeer are scarce, there was none to be found. Did that stop the Grinch?
Ha!
The Grinch simply said,
if I can't find a reindeer, I'll make one instead.
So he took his dog Max, and he took some black thread, and he tied a big horn on the top of his head. Then he loaded some bags and some old empty sacks on a ramshackle sleigh, and he whistled for Max. And the Grinch said,
get up!
And the sleigh started down toward the homes where the hooves lay a-snoozing their town.
Get busy, cause Christmas is here. A celebration of the time when Jesus was born. December 25, he's a Capricorn, just like my DJ, Derek B, who's the best, taking out all rookies to fail the test. That's right, he's got all sorts of freebies up his sleeve. You better watch out, boy, and better not believe, because he's gonna give you a taste of his natural skill. His Christmas baked beat is gonna kill.
Check this out.
Tell you a story that must be told. How I met Father Christmas a few years ago. I was chilling with my boys on a Christmas Eve. We was feeling real good. You know what I mean? We saw Santa's sleigh flying high in the sky. We had to look twice, couldn't believe our eyes. Then his sledge made a quick U-turn. The spliff and Sid's lips began to burn. Flew our way and then hovered above. I could see his beard, it was as white as a dove. Then a bright light shone through the dark. From the bottom of the sleigh lit up the whole park. I peered through my fingers as I held up my hand. About to land. He landed real close and jumped out of his sleigh, coming straight at us, headed over our way. Timmy S took off, yeah, had it on his toes. Santa yelled, stop, stop. Timmy just froze. I said to the guy, stand your ground. Our knees were shaking, you should have heard the sound. Then he came over, sat down with us guys. He was a down brother, really, gave us all mince pies. He said, listen up, y'all, I need some help. I can't deliver all these presents by myself. The elves in Winterland, they let me down, and when I was flying over, I could hear your sound. So could you do a favor? Help this old home boys. When you guys were young, I used to give you your toys. I said, no problem, Pops, we'll help you out. Blakey went, no way, I had to give him a clap. Derek B popped the tape into his box. And as we walked to the sleigh, we started to rock. We felt we had a purpose, we felt we had a cause, cause we was chilling out with Santa Claus. Hit it, hit it!
Check this out.
The speed of this sleigh was really crazy. Look down, no wonder it's made by Mercedes. Not to 60 in the blink of an eye. Santa, me, and my posse flying in the sky. Flew for a while, then we seemed to stop. Santa said, okay, guys, this is our first drop. We jumped out the sleigh into the night. Like commandos on a mission, should have seen the sight. On to the rooftops we had to go. We almost slipped off because of too much snow. We dropped all those presents down the chimney stacks. We had to do this until we emptied our sacks. Then back to the sleigh, we couldn't be slow. We did this all night, all over the world. Santa said, thanks for helping me out. Name anything you want, don't be frightened, just shout. I said, okay, Santa, here's our list. Make sure you don't miss any of this, because we'll count on you to deliver on time, just as I always deliver my rhyme. I felt real good, and that was because we were cold chilling with Santa Claus. Hit it, hit it!
Check this out.
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way.
One more time.
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way.
Why, yeah.
Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh.
I ain't talking just to tease. People doggone trees. Look at here, that's what it's gonna be. Have everything I need around my sober Christmas tree. Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, I love you, have good cheer. I love you, good dog, got my baby, my best love. Happiness, good God, I got plenty of. Would you believe I've got peace of mind, and I'll be grooving at Christmas time. Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, hope you have a good cheer. I love you, James Brown, love you. So and so, Miss Yo, follow me. Oh, oh, oh! Super Christmas, like a sweet melody. I'm a lucky so and so. The bell's gonna ring for me. A Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year to all of my fans. Have good cheer. Good God, I got a heart full of love for the whole wide world, and a little special love, a little sober girl. I get this feeling every now and then. Gotta get ready, bring the new year in. Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. All good cheer. There's one more thing that's been so nice to me down through the years, and I'll always remember you. Well, I'll never forget. You bought my records, come to see my show. That's why James Brown love you so. You come to see my show. That's a debt that I'll always owe. Come to see my show.
Me and my drum.
All their windows were dark. No one knew he was there. All the Who's were all dreaming sweet dreams without care. When he came to the first little house on the square.
This is stop number one.
The old Grinchy Claus hissed as he climbed the roof, empty bags in his fist. Then he slid down the chimney, a rather tight pinch. But if Santa could do it then, so could the Grinch. He got stuck only once for a minute or two. Then he stuck his head out. The fireplace flew with a little boom stop. And all
stockings, he grinched, are the first things to go.
Slithered and slunk with a smile most unpleasant around the whole room, and he took every present.
Christmas Eve.
Pop guns, pampoonas, pantookas, and drums. And he stuffed them in bags. Then the Grinch very nimbly stuffed all the bags one by one up the chimney. Then he slunk to the icebox. He took the Who's feast. He took the Who pudding. He took the roast beast. Cleaned out the icebox as quick as a flash. Why, that Grinch even took the last can of Who. Then he stuffed all the food up the chimney with glee. Now, grinned the Grinch, I will stuff up the tree. As the Grinch looked at the tree, as he started to shout, he heard a small sound like the coo of a dove. He turned around fast and he saw a small little Cindy Lou. No more.
children have hung their stockings and are being shooed off to bed.
My, my sweet little tot, the pig said in Claus life. There's a light on this tree that won't light on one side. So I'm taking it home to my workshop, my dear. I'll fix it up there, then I'll bring it back here. And his fib fooled the child. Then he patted her head and he got her a drink and he sent her to bed. And when Cindy Lou Who was in bed with her cup, he crept the chimney and stuffed the tree up. Then he went up the chimney himself. The last thing he took was the log of their fire. On their walls he left nothing but books and some wine. And the one speck of food that he left in the house was a crumb that was even too small for a mouse. Then he did the same thing to the other Who's houses, leaving crumbs much too small for the other Who's mouses. It was a quarter of dawn. Still a bed, all the Who's still a snooze. He packed up his sled, packed it up with their presents, their ribbons, their wrappers, their snoop and their puzzles, their tringlers and trappings. 10,000 feet up, up the side of Mount Crumpet, the road with his load to the tip-top dump. They're finding out now that no Christmas is coming. They're just waking up. I know just what they'll do. Their mouths will hang open a minute or two. Then the Who's down in Whoville will all cry, boo, boo. That's a noise, grinned the Grinch, that I simply must hear.
Christmas Eve.
He paused. And the Grinch put a hand to his ear. And he did hear a sound rising over the snow. It started in low, then it started to grow. This sound wasn't sad. Why, this sound sounded glad. Every Who down in Whoville, the tall and the small, was singing without any presence at all. He hadn't stopped Christmas from coming. It came. Somehow or other, it came just the same. And the Grinch with his Grinch feet, ice cold in the snow, stood puzzling and puzzling. How could it be so? It came without ribbons. It came without tags. It came without packages, boxes, or bags. He puzzled and puzzled till his puzzler was sore. Then the Grinch thought of something he hadn't before. Maybe Christmas, he thought, doesn't come from a store. Maybe Christmas, perhaps, means a little bit more. And what happened then? Well, in Whoville, they say, that the Grinch's small heart grew 3 sizes that day. And then the true meaning of Christmas came through, and the Grinch found the strength of 10 Grinches, plus 2. And now that his heart didn't feel quite so tight, he whizzed with his load through the bright morning light. With a smile in his soul, he descended Mount Crumpet, cheerily blowing ho, ho on his trumpet. He rode into Whoville, he brought back their toys, he brought back their floof to the Who girls and boys. He brought back their snoof and their tringlers and fuzzles, brought back their pantookas, their dafflers and wuzzles. He brought everything back, all the food for the feast. And he himself, the Grinch, carved the roast beast. Welcome. welcome, Christmas. Bring your cheer. Cheer to all who's far and near. Christmas Day is in our grasp, so long as we have hands to clasp.
There must have been some magic in that old silk hat they found. For when they placed it on his head, he began to dance around.
Next. Say, I've got it. Jingle Bell Rock.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Jingle Bell Rock.
Thank you.
Saturday, January 10th, Moondata Productions presents Lab Projects, the first in a monthly series of live improvised collaborations between Montreal musicians, DJs, and VJs. First installation features members of Dr. No, Bell Orchestra, Eeks, Parkside Jones, Arc of Infinity, and Solel. DJ set by Accomplice. Visuals by Moment Factory. Three drummers, two guitars, bass, keys, trumpet, and electronics for an evening of drum and beats, post-rock, and free jazz. Saturday, January 10th at Opatrovis, 356 Montréal East, corner Saint-Denis. Ticket $6 at the door. Check moondataproductions.com for more info. This is a CKUT co-presentation.
Radio broadcast.
The Science Mission Control Area. Participate in a live transmission.
A scandal and a breakthrough.
CKUT.
What you say?
Stereophonic sound for dance.
Every Monday, 12 to 2.
Heavenly peace. is right, the spirit's up, we're here tonight, and that's enough. Simply having a wonderful Christmas time. Simply having a wonderful Christmas time. The party's on, the feeling's here, that only comes this time of year. Simply having a wonderful Christmas time. Simply having a wonderful Christmas time. The choir of children sing their song. Ding dong, ding dong, ding dong, ding.
We'll be right back. Trim up the tree with Christmas stuff, like bingo balls and hoo-hoo fluff. Trim up the town with goo-hoo guns and fizzle pinks and wands.
Trim every blessed window and trim every blessed door. Hang up hoo-boo-hoo fix,
then run out and get some more.
Hang pantookas on the ceilings, pile pampoonas on the floor.
Trim every blessed needle on the blessed Christmas tree. Christmas comes tomorrow.
Trim you, trim me. Trim up your pets with fuzzle fuzz and liffer bloops and buzzle buzz. Trim up your uncle and your aunt with yards of hoof and flant.
Trim every house in Whoville from the cellar to the roof. Hang up a mile of dafflers
and 3 miles of snappers too.
Hang dang donglers on the bathtub. Trim the occupant with floof.
To every home in Whoville and to every blessed whoo, Christmas comes tomorrow.
Trim me, trim you. Trim up the tree with Christmas stuff like bingo balls and hoof hoof fluff. Trim up the town with goo-hoo guns and fizzle pinks. And trim up the tree with fizzle pinks and bugs.
I'm dreaming.
Christmas card I write, may your days be merry and bright, and may all your Christmases be white.
The new butler?
Well, it's been a long time since I've been the new anything.
What's happened to Hudson?
I guess he's changing.
Yeah, he does that a lot, doesn't he? Oh, I'm David Bowie. I live down the road.
Oh.
Sir Percival lets me use his piano when he's not around. He's not around, is he?
I can honestly say I haven't seen him, but come on in.
Come
in. But come on in.
Are you related to Sir Percival?
Well, distantly, yeah.
Oh, you're not the poor relation from America, right?
Gee, news sure travels fast, doesn't it? I'm Bing.
Oh, I'm pleased to meet you. You're the one that sings, right?
Well, right or wrong, I sing either way.
Oh, well, I sing too.
Oh, good. What kind of singing?
Well, mostly the contemporary stuff. Do you like modern music?
Oh, I think it's marvelous. Some of it really fine. But tell me, you ever listen to any of the older fellas?
Oh, yeah, sure. I like John Lennon and the other one with Harry Nilsson.
Ooh, you go back that far, huh?
Oh, yeah, I'm not as young as I look.
None of us is these days.
In fact, I've got a 6-year-old son, and he really gets excited around the Christmas holiday mm-hmm. thing.
Do you go in for any of the traditional things in the boy household Christmas time?
Oh, yeah, most of them, really, yeah. Presents, tree, decorations, agents sliding down the chimney.
What?
I was just seeing if you're paying attention. Actually, our family do most of the things that other families do. We sing the same songs.
Do you?
I even have a go at White Christmas.
You too, huh?
And this one. This is my son's favorite. Do you know this one?
Oh, I do indeed. It's a lovely thing.
To see ba-rum-pa-bum-bum. Our finest gifts we bring ba-rum-pa-bum-bum, rum-pa-bum-bum, rum-pa-bum-bum. Peace on earth, can it be? And years from now, perhaps we'll see. Our see the day of glory. See the day when men live in peace. So peace on earth when we come. Every child must be made. Every child must be made to care. Care enough for his fellow man to give all the love that he can.
I pray my wish will come true. It's for my child and your child too. He'll see the day of glory.
I play my day for him
when men of good will live in peace again.
And
peace on earth. Can it be? Can it be?
is there? Oh, it's Santa Claus. Oh, and look. Look who you brought with you. My favorite reindeer.
A heads up for holiday programming on CKUT 90.3. Len Dobbin's annual Christmas show airs Sunday, December 21st from 11 a.m. till 1 p.m. with tunes from Paul Blay, Duke Ellington, Ellis Fitzgerald, Dinah Washington, and many more. Christmas Eve, Jazz Euphoria presents Langston Hughes' play, A Black Nativity, and Gloria James interviews Elma Lewis, who has been producing The Black Nativity for the past 35 years. Mark Chenard presents the final chapter of his focus on Leo Records' golden years of the Soviet New Jazz. Also on Christmas Eve, Quebec Acadie presents a traditional Quebecois réveillon beginning at 10:30 p.m., running through till 7 a.m. Christmas morning.
Then, Gospel Sounds of Mind, Soul, and Spirit will soothe Christmas morning from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m., followed by holiday folk wanderings on folk roots, folk branches. From 1 p.m. to 6 p.m., CKUT broadcasts live from Keith and Karen's third annual free Christmas dinner, made possible by the generous donations of members of the Black community. The broadcast is hosted by various CKUT programmers and takes place at the Caribbean Paradise Restaurant, 8080 Newman Boulevard in LaSalle. This will be followed by The Sounds of Soul from Ricky D and Company from 7 to 9 p.m. Ring in the new year by tuning into Montreal's finest soca DJs live from Tiffany's Banquet Hall, 5011 Buchan. New Year's Eve from 8 p.m. all the way through 7 a.m. 2004.
It's something special.
If you missed the most talked about event of last year, well, you're not gonna wanna miss this. The motions you want to get back in.
Why don't you get back into bed?
Reasons to be cheerful. Part three. Summer Buddy Holly, the working folly, the golly Miss Molly, and boats. Hammersmith Pally, the Bolshoi Bally, jump back in the alley, and nanny goats. 18 wheelers camels, Dominica camels, all other mammals plus equal boats. Seeing Piccadilly, Fanny Smith and Willie, being rather silly, and porridge oating. I better grin and bear it, I better come and share it. You're welcome, we can spare it. Yellow socks, too short to be haughty, too nutty to be naughty. Going on 40, no electric shots. The juice of the carrot, the smile of the parrot, a little drop of claret, anything that works. Elvis and Scotty, days when I ain't spotty, sitting on the potty, curing smallpox. Reasons to be cheerful. Reasons to be cheerful. Part three. Reasons to be cheerful. Part three. Reasons to be cheerful. One, two, three. Reasons to be cheerful. Part three. Health service glasses, gigolos and brasses, round or skinny bottoms. Take him on to Paris, lighting up the chalice, Wee Willie Harris. Man through Stephen Biko, listening to Rico, Harpo Groucho Chico. Cheddar cheese and pickle, the Vincent motorcycle, slap and tickle. Woody Allen Dali, Dimitri and Pasquale, Bala 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 and Bilal. Sunday nights to study, phoning up a buddy, being in my nuddy. Saying okie dokie, sing along a smoky, coming out a chokey. John Coltrane soprano, Eddie Celentano, Bona Carlino. Reasons to be cheerful, part three. Reasons to be cheerful, part three. Reasons to be cheerful, part three. Reasons to be cheerful, one, two, three. Yes, yes, dear, dear, perhaps next year, or maybe even never, in which case. Cheerful, part three. Reasons to be cheerful, part three. Reasons to be cheerful, part three. Reasons to be cheerful, one, two, three. Woody
Ellen Dolly, cheerful, part three. Something like study, cheerful, running up a buddy, part three. Me and my nutty. Saying I'm Toby, cheerful, single of a smoky, part three. Coming out of Chuggy. Jocko Frank Soprano, Paddy Celentano, Ronna Carlino.
Why don't you get back into bed? Cheerful,
why don't you get back into bed? Why don't you get back into bed?
Reasons to be cheerful,
why don't you get back into bed? Why don't you get back into bed?
Reasons to be cheerful,
why don't you get back into bed? Reasons to be cheerful. 1, 2, 3.
Thank you.